In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we have a reading that basically has a historical footnote in it. It's not the most important part of the reading, but the reason why it was selected today is for St. Ignatius, the God-bearer. And that little child that was brought into the Lord's arms is him. So he was a child during the time of our Lord's ministry. And then he was very closely associated with the apostles, I think particularly with the apostle John after the resurrection. And he's called the God-bearer because after he was slain in the arena, his heart was cut open and it was seen that the words Exus Christos Nikah, Jesus Christ conquers, were in his heart in gold, which of course is a stupendous miracle. But the greatest miracle, I think, that is talked about in this gospel, and it is a miracle, because when God intervenes in our affairs in a way that we cannot do ourselves, it's a miracle, is at the end of this reading. And there are various scriptures that I think you should know well. It differs for different people, that should really affect your life, that should guide your life. You should know the scriptures very, very well. And you should especially have certain scriptures that guide you. If you don't have scriptures that come to mind in your daily life, you don't read the Bible enough. So make sure you read it a lot. Make sure you read especially the Gospels and have the Gospels guide you. All of us are different. Different sections of the Gospel will affect us in different ways. Of course, the truth is the same, but we're not the same. So it really doesn't matter which are your favorite verses, if you want to call them that. But it matters that you have favorite verses. It matters that you have things that guide you. I shared with you last Sunday how the parable of the Great Supper has always guided me, because it says when he was calling finally to have everyone fill the supper, go out quickly. And I talked about how that has to do with a sense of urgency in your life. And that's guided me. There are other scriptures as well, and this is one of them. He says that whosoever shall give a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. This has always impressed me, because our life is giving lots of cups of water to people. Water is something that people take in and then it goes out. You drink water and you're satiated for a little while, but very soon thereafter you need more water. So it's something that kind of disappears. It's as if our work evaporates. But God remembers it. Even the smallest things we do, God remembers. I think because of our ego, probably most of us are like this. I think very few human beings are not like this. We want to do big things because we think big things last, and big things give us more pleasure. But God cares about little things. God cares about us showing love to our brother with a smile, with a kind word, with a cup of water, with $5, with treating them with dignity and respect. That's what God cares about, that we interact with our fellow man always, even in the smallest ways, with kindness, with compassion, with being connected to them, with caring about. That's what this promise the Lord gives means to me. Now, all of us have this happening. I think priests especially, there's a lot of things we do that do not bear fruit. They don't appear to bear fruit, let's say. You do something kind for someone and they don't change. You give money to someone and the next week they're just as poor, if not more poor.
You give some advice to someone, and they don't take it, even though they need it. It happens all the time. So it appears to us that these things have no fruit. But God says He remembers them all. He remembers everything. And if we give a cup of water to someone in Christ's name, we will not lose our reward. To me, that is a wonderful sort of slogan or mindset that a Christian should have. Just do good to people because God is good. Not because the good that you do to that person might cause something good to happen to that person because of your intervention. Not because you have the right thing to do and that person needs that thing, but because you should do good because God is good. And if God, in His providence, helps that good thing that you do to be multiplied in that person so that they become good, well, slava Bogu. But if it does not appear to you that what you have done makes any difference, God sees it all. God sees everything. And I think we must remember that. I actively try to remember that every day, because there's an awful lot of stuff that I do that doesn't seem to make any difference. But that's my personal judgment. And my personal judgment is flawed. God's judgment is perfect. So our motivation, if it is pure, will always cause good to happen, even if we don't see it. Maybe good in the person, or maybe good in ourselves. But God will not forget any of it. That's very, very important for us to remember. Don't try to do big things. Try to do little things. Now, anything that is big, like a giant building, is built with many small things. So is the way to perfection. It is traveled by many small steps. Each one of those steps is important. Without that step, we wouldn't reach perfection. So let's humble ourselves and let's just do small things. Let's be kind to people that are not kind to us. Let's treat people with dignity and respect that are a little bit odd, a little out of the ordinary. Let's treat people that are down on their luck, that are drug addicted, that are mentally ill, with compassion and with caring. Let's look them in the eye. I'll tell you a story. I've told this story before, but it's really important in my personal history. And it sort of epitomizes this idea of giving a cup of water to someone and God remembering it. You work in the ICU nights. And I had a reputation among my fellow colleagues that I would take care of the crazy ones. And they didn't really like that I gave them so much attention, because they always said I spoiled it for the next person. Well, it wasn't my business to make life easier for the nurses. It was my business to make life easier for my patients. So I always got the crazy ones. So they thought, and they thought that was a punishment. Turns out, the crazy ones are not so crazy when you look them in the eye and you treat them like human beings. Rarely is somebody really crazy when you really engage them as a person. And there was this woman that wasn't really that sick, but she was kind of hypochondriac of nature. And she had something wrong, but it wasn't really a big deal, but it was a big deal to her. And she would cry out in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, sometimes every half hour, and scream at the top of her lungs, "Help, help." And so I would go in, I'd say, "How can I help you?" And she would just say, usually something that was sort of a really kind of an excuse. And it really what she wanted was she wanted somebody to be there with her. She was frightened. And so I'd hold her hand. This was my nursing intervention for the night. That was the most important thing I did that night. I took care of other patients, but I'd hold her hand. And she'd calm down. And then she'd say, "Don't leave me." And I'd say, "Well, I have other patients, but I will not leave you until you fall asleep. And I'll come back in half an hour and check on you." And I made sure to do that. And so we did this throughout the night. And in the beginning, she screamed. But towards the end of the night, she wouldn't scream because I was there for her. And I'd hold her hand and she'd go to sleep. And I'd take my hand away from her hand and go do my other things. And I don't know when it was, 5 o'clock in the morning, really late into my shift, that I was there with her, holding her hand, and she looked up at me and said, "You're the first person who's touched me in 2 weeks." Mm-hmm. She'd been in the hospital 2 weeks. She'd had 100 people touch her in 2 weeks, easily. X-ray techs and phlebotomists and the attending doctor and the hospitalist, probably 3 or 4 hospitalists, and how many nurses, maybe, I don't know, 2 dozen nurses and people to help her walk and go to the bathroom, and just a ton of people touched her. But she looked me in the eye and said, "You're the first person who touched me." Now the meaning is clear. I'm the first person who treated her like she was a human being and like she wasn't crazy and like she wasn't a pain in the butt because of her screaming and her neediness. That made a big impression on me. That is giving a cup of water to someone. Now, God allowed me to see the reward for that right then and there. Her thanking me made a huge impression on me. I can honestly say it was the best nursing day of my life. I've done a lot of cool stuff nursing. But that was the best day. And I thank God that I saw it. Now, probably there are 3 dozen patients that received some kindness of me, maybe 100, maybe 300, that never said anything to me. But God knows. God knows whether or not that treating the person who everybody thought was crazy as a real human being is remembered. God knows that treating that person who was drug-seeking but really felt pain as truly having pain and truly having compassion for the pain, God knows about that. God knows about us being kind to people that don't return the kindness. God knows about us forgiving people that continually offend. God knows about it all. And it really doesn't matter if you do something that has an immediate or even a long-term effect on someone. It doesn't matter. Now, we think that way because of our egos, but it doesn't matter. All that matters is that you give because, as the Lord says, you belong to Christ. You give a cup of water in the name of Christ to anyone, and God remembers it. May God help us to live like this. This is the powerful way to live. This is the Christian way of living. It doesn't bring immediate reward. It doesn't always feel good. It doesn't always have results that we can see. But the Lord says plainly, the one who gives that cup of water will not lose his reward. And I also believe, I kind of add to this a little bit in my kind of, like a theologuma. Theologuma is sort of a private theological opinion. I add to this and say in my heart that something that I do in the name of Christ, not only will God remember it for my sake, but he will remember it for the sake of the one it was done for. Even if it does not appear that it has an effect, God will help that person. That's part of what keeps me going every day, is believing this. May God help us to give that cup of water in the name of Christ to everyone we meet. Amen.